Not a native.
Cleopatra.
Is this one of your bum jokes, Abe?
I give you my word of honor.
I don't get it.
Come on downstairs and you will.
So we went downstairs. British colonels, American traveling salesmen, Egyptian army officers. A thief or two, a bevy of the ugliest women in the world. And I don't see any woman waiting for me.
There. By the door to the bar.
And I looked. And there by the door stood the one most beautiful woman I have ever seen in all my life. She was no Egyptian native. She might have descended from one of the marvelously lifelike paintings of a queen of the Hathor dynasty that I'd seen on the walls of tombs 2,000 years old. How can I describe her? Her eyes were black. Her hair was black and cut in the manner of the days of the shepherd kings that ruled the valley of the Nile 1,000 years before the pyramids were built. Red lips that smiled at me slowly. I felt my knees tremble as she looked into my eyes.
Come on, let's go ask her if she's got a friend.
And when I looked back at her...
Where'd she go?
It was midnight, and then 1 o'clock, and two, and then three. We still walked the streets of Cairo. The waning moon was rising in the northeast behind our shoulders as we turned our steps back to the hotel. Twice I thought I'd seen her, and twice she, if she it was, disappeared into a narrow winding street where we couldn't follow. No, I never followed women about the streets of a foreign city before, not in all my life. Well, there's little enough of that in the life of an archaeologist. The women we followed died 1,000, 10,000 years before we were born. We know them only by their portraits painted on the walls of a musty tomb. By what we find in great hermetically sealed stone caskets, wrapped in rust-colored linen and smelling of the ghost of cinnamon and myrrh and spikenard. I don't know why I did this.
I know. She wanted you to come after her.
Well, that's ridiculous, Abe.
I heard her ask for you.
Well, what would she want of me?
What does a pretty gal usually want of a guy? Drinks, something to eat, a good time?
Yes, she could have had that from anybody.
Yeah, me for instance. But she wanted you, Austin.
Well, why?
Maybe she's a spy or something.
A spy?
Maybe she wanted to sell you something. You know, you grave robbers. Maybe she knows where some old pharaoh or somebody is planted.
Yeah, that could be, I suppose. Well, I'm for bed. I gotta get out to the diggings early.
Fine night we had.
Forget it. You got a room, huh?
Yeah, right down the hall. Well, knock on my door when you get up.
All right. Good night.
Night. Say, they have this incense all the time around this place, huh?
What do you mean?
Don't you smell it? Smells like a funeral.
I don't... Oh. Yeah, I suppose. Night.
Night, Austin.
I could have told him what the incense was. I've smelled cinnamon and myrrh and spikenard too often not to recognize it instantly. When I opened the door to my room, the smell was almost overpowering, used as I am to the funeral spices of ancient Egyptian tombs. No, I'm not going to tell you that a beautiful Egyptian princess of the days of Hyksos was waiting for me in the darkness. This isn't a ghost story. It's a true story. There wasn't anyone in the room. I turned on the lights, opened the window. There wasn't anyone in the room. So I went to bed, dreamed about sailing on Lake Michigan. The storm came up and the thunder crashed. And I was scared to death. Then I woke up and the thunder was the servant knocking on my door, bringing me my morning cup of tea. Abe and I got in my jeep and rode out to the excavation as